AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview with AP McCoy, the champion jockey, joining me on the line to look ahead to today's action at Sandown. And he's on the line now. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks. Yeah, very good, Matt. Looking forward to today's racing.
Good stuff. The first Grade 1 of 2015 and a pretty good card at Sandown.
Yeah, it's a competitive card. Obviously, with the plenty of rain and overnight, so it's going to be testing conditions, which will make it tough. Yeah, it's a good card.
Okay, good stuff. We'll get AP's thoughts on all the racing at Sandown today, and we'll get a quick line on his two runners tomorrow as well. But starting in the 12:10 at Sandown, we start here with a Class 3 juvenile hurdle over the extended 2 miles, and the betting is headed by Arabian Revolution, who's 15-8, 3-1 for Classical Art. Norse Light is 5s with Rathili, 8-1 for New Tarabella, and T in Transvaal is the 20-1 outsider. You ride John Ferguson's Arabian Revolution here, AP. Best of these on the flat. I suppose soft ground might be a bit of a concern, but are you expecting him to be the one to beat here?
Yeah, hopefully he's the one to beat. He just a little bit disappointing that his platform regressed rather than progressed, if you like. But it's his first run over hers. I think he won first time in the flat, so it's his first time over hers. So hopefully it's a good time to catch him. He's sculled well and he seems to be enjoying the game. Hopefully he'll do a good chance. On flat form, he's the highest rated, but Norse Light is only rated £4 lower than him on the flat, and won last time in October at Bath over a mile and three. So he's probably won this got a good chance. In Classic Art of David Pipes, was probably a little bit disappointing last time at Weatherby, but ran okay at Sandown the time before that. And those look to be the main ones, really. But hopefully Arabian Revolution will be capable of winning first time out over hers.
Okay, Arabian Revolution in the opener then. The second race is the 12:40, and this is a listed mare's hurdle over 2.5 miles. And Aurore d'Estraval is a shade of odds on this morning at 5-6. 3-1 for Mischievous Millie, Dark Spirit 7s, 9-1 for Run Ruction's Run, and then 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. You ride John Quinn's Aurore d'Estraval, AP. You've won on her at Weatherby in a listed race. She won a good race in the Fighting Fifth as well. That's obviously Grade 1 form. Is she the one to beat in this one?
Yeah, I think so. And she was a good second, he said, in the Fighting Fifth. It's her first go at 2.5 miles, really, if you like, and that would be maybe more of a concern, but she seems to stay well, or she seems to have stayed 2 miles really well, and there doesn't seem to be any reason to think that she won't get the trip. On official ratings, Mischievous Millie is actually £1 better off than what Aurore d'Estraval is. So the conditions are really Mischievous Millie, and she's been second in her last couple of runs when she last ran. But it's going to be testing conditions, and obviously that will be a slight concern. Dark Spirit won well at Ascot last time when she won. Run Ruction's Run has been consistent. She's been consistent in the races that she's running. But I like Aurore d'Estraval. You know, I'm hoping that she's a very classy mare, and I'm hoping that she'll be able to win.
Okay, Aurore d'Estraval there then. The 1:15 is the third race at Sandown this afternoon. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over the extended 2.5 miles. Until Winning is the 7-2 market leader this morning. 5-1 for Madness Light. Mayo Mount Brown is 5-1. There's been money for Golanova, who's 7s into 5s. 13-2 for Fairy Wrath, and 7-1 or bigger prices for the others. A few interesting ones in here, the likes of Until Winning at the top of the market and the well-backed Golanova, AP. How do you see the 1:15 going?
Yeah, Until Winning, been consistent. Was third last time at Leicester, which was a decent enough run. And they'd be hoping that he would probably progress from that. Obviously, it was his first run for quite a long time. So I would be imagining they'd be hoping Until Winning will improve. Madness Light, Warren Greatridge, his fell last time when he ran it. Chepstow, but was still going okay at the time. And has been a little bit, has got bits of good form along the way. Mayo Mount Brown is another one, but fell last time. Dan Skelton's in good form. Definitely got a little chance as well. It's an open race. It will be hard to find the winner of. But I think Until Winning of Tom George is the one that looks the most likely winner.
until winning the most likely winner then in the 115. The 150 is the next race on the card. This is a Class 2 handicap chase over 2 miles. Mr. Mole heads the market at 100-30. 7-2 for Williams Wishes, 4-1 for Brick Red, and there's been a bit of a nibble from fives on that one. Dance Floor King is 9-2, and then 7-1 or bigger prices for the others. You're on board, Mr. Mole, in those JP McManus silks, trained by Paul Nichols. He's not the most straightforward, is he, Mr. Mole? But he has won his last two, and the way he counted for Brick Red last time suggests that, is he still going forward, AP?
Yeah, I think so. He obviously beat Brick Red extra last time. Brick Red is now £3 better off. For 2.5 lengths, so there's probably not going to be much of a time again. He has been a little bit disappointing, Mr. Mole. Been a little bit quirky and a little bit unreliable, if you like, but he has won his last two, as you said, and hopefully he can progress. He's got a good chance. As we said, Brick Red is probably an obvious danger on the run last time at Exeter when he was second there. And obviously Williams Wishes of Evan Williams is a consistent enough horse, been running in real good races, obviously ran last time in the Tingle Creek behind Dodgy Bullets. Before that, he ran behind the new one. So this is a drop in grade, if you like. And the last time he won was over course and distance. So Williams Wishes is definitely not a bad horse. And the other one, I suppose, Dance Floor King, has been progressing. He won at Toaster, Queen Canter, and then won at Ascot last time. Look, I hope Mr. Mould is the one that's going to take all the beating. But I think we've got William Wishes to beat. But hopefully Mr. Mould will take the beating.
Okay, that's the 150 then. The 225 is the feature race at Sandown this afternoon. It's the Grade 1 Tolworth Hurdle, which is a novices event over the extended 2 miles, and the betting is headed by Lammy Serge, who's 1-2, 7-2 for Jolly's Cracked It, 4-1 for Shelford, and The Lord Be With You is the 200-1 outsider. So I imagine we need to concentrate on the top three in the betting there, AP. And do you see Lammy Serge as an odds-on chance here?
Yeah, it's, you know, he was impressive when he won at Newbury. He won the Cherry Field there and beat Kilcooley and seemed to progress at Ascot, beating Kilcullivic of William Owens. That was a pretty solid display of the two horses that are his main dangers. Jolly's Cracked It has won both times at Ascot and been decent enough looking winning, but this is definitely a step up for him. And Shelford ran a great race last time in a competitive handicap hurdle at Ascot, and before that he'd won at Chepstow over 2.5 miles, so he stays well and definitely has a little bit of class. But I think what Lammy has achieved so far, I think he's the best looking horse from what we've seen so far, and I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay, Lammy Serge to win the Tolworth then. The 3 o'clock is the penultimate race at Sandown this afternoon. This one is a Class 2 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles. Amor Alato heads the betting at 7-2. It's 5s for Bouveral. Songlight is 11-2, 7-1 for Baby King, Balgari is 15-2, and 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. You've been booked to ride Amor Alato, AP, who was a good second on reappearance over this course and distance. The form of that race looks to be working out relatively well, and Nick Williams is in pretty good form. So do you fancy your chances here?
Yeah, he's got a good chance, Amor Alato. I beat him last time on Snake Eyes here at Sandown. It was a decent enough run. Hopefully he can progress. He's £3 higher now, I think. So he'll have to improve a little bit, but hopefully he's got a good chance. Bouveral of Nichols has won it on Gone last time and has some decent enough form in France, and interesting that Paul's starting him off here in a handicap. I think he's running off a good enough mark, so he's probably got a chance. Songlight, as you said, of Seamus Bollins, he's another horse that's progressing well. He's definitely got a chance. Baby King of Tom George's fell last time when we last saw him, and before that he'd won at Navan and looked okay there as well. Hopefully Amor Amalto's got a good chance. I do think the song like of Seamus Mullins is one that's definitely progressing, and I can see Songlight taking a lot of beating here.
Okay, Songlight to take a bit of beating in the 3 o'clock, and the final race at Sandown this afternoon is the 3:35. We finish here with a Class 2 handicap chase over the extended 3 miles. Union East has been well backed this morning, 9-2 into 3-1, 11-2 for Relax, 7s for Count Guido Dero, Tinker Time is 8-1 with Bertie Baru, and then 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Market support for Union East, AP, he's got that touch of class about him, hasn't he? Do you see this dropping class helping him return to winning ways?
Yeah, it'll be easy for him, no doubt. He ran the Hennessy last time, and he ran okay, to be fair, behind many cans. He was not disappointing. But this is a drop in class, and there's no doubt he'll find it a little bit easier. Relaxed of Venetia Williams, as you said. I thought it was a little bit disappointing last time behind Rebecca's Choice at Chepstow. That was his first run for a while, so the team progressing. I could see Rebecca's Choice progressing, or Relaxed progressing from his run behind Rebecca's Choice. Bertie Beru of Philip Hobbs has been in good form. Won his last two starts, won last time at Newbury. Came from a long way back and did well to win. Didn't jump particularly well, so that would be a little bit disappointing. And if you were backing him, you'd be slightly concerned about the jump. But firm order, won okay at Sandown last time, jumped great. Baliani, a man who was back in third, don't see any reason why he shouldn't hold Baliani, a man again. Trio de Lean, former winner of the Hennessy, but has been a little bit disappointing in his last couple of runs. It's not very original, but I can see Union is taking all the bait.
Okay, Union East to take all the beating in the Sandown closer. Just taking a quick look ahead to Sunday, because AP is going to Nace for a couple of good rides, one of them being in the feature race, which is the 130, and that's the Lawland Hotel Novices Hurdle, which is a grade one over 2.5 miles. You go over there to ride Gordon Elliott's Free Expression in those JP McManus colours. AP, he's unbeaten to date. Are you looking forward to that ride?
Yeah, he's done well, there's no doubt. He won a good bumper at Kerry House, and he's done well. He won his two novice hurdles quite impressively. He won at Navan last time. That was in a decent contest. This is obviously grade one this time. There's plenty of others like himself with good form. I know the William Mullins Tellus Moore is very well fancied. He won well at Gorham Park when he won. And obviously Willie's had a couple of other runners as well. Ruby Rides, Killer Crow. He won well, but he won at Nace. And the other one was McKinley, who actually just a week ago at Leopardstown. Must have hit a nerve or someone, Willie said. Look, I think the two horses that are unbeaten, Tellus Moore and Free Expression, look like the two that you'd be really interested in. I'm hoping that Free Expression is going to win.
Okay, that's the grade one feature race over in Nace on Sunday, and the other ride that you have there, AP, is in the 2.30. It's in a Mare's Beginner's Chase, and you take the ride on What Will We Call Her, who's been off for nearly 3 years, well, over 3 years, isn't it? 1,148 days. She was in good form last time we saw her. What are they expecting on her return?
Yeah, she's been off a long time, there's no doubt. She was a decent mare, obviously, before she got injured. I think the last time she won was at Limerick. That was quite a long time ago. It's an open little mare's beginner's chase. I would actually think that JP's other mare, Florence Wells, Delta, is probably the one to beat. I don't think she's done since she finished behind Sarah Cam, who obviously won the Grade One at Leverstown at Christmas on her first start over fences. So I would imagine Florence Wells, they'd had, he's probably the one to beat, but hopefully what will we call her will run well, but I think Florence Wells, they'd had, he's the one we've got to beat.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, AP. Good luck at Sandown today and at Nace tomorrow, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.